6:43.
As far as coronavirus is concerned, the big story this morning seems to be around schools, because in Wales they've decided to close secondary schools early for Christmas and effectively do remote learning for this final week next week. In England, there are real concerns about spikes in school-aged children in London, Kent and Essex. So the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, yesterday announced the rollout of mass testing in those areas. Let's speak to Dr. Kit Yates, Senior Lecturer in Mathematical Biology at the University of Bath, author of The Maths of Life and Death. Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
I know you did a review of COVID in schools for Sage a few weeks ago. So did these kinds of numbers surprise you at all?
So it doesn't surprise me that the age groups which are most effective are schools. We're effectively putting lots of people together indoors, allowing them to mix and not putting any preventative measures in there. So it doesn't surprise me that school-age pupils have amongst the highest numbers of cases, rates of COVID amongst any age group. And certainly we've seen cases rising in London, particularly in the north and the east of London. And so it sort of doesn't surprise me that cases are particularly high and rising there either.
Yeah, I mean, is it a reflection of what's going on in the community and therefore it's going into schools? Is that why these particular areas are being hard hit?
Yeah, potentially. It's difficult to sort of disaggregate how much of it is driven by schools and how much of it is actually driven by the community. We think that it's not quite the same as flu, where actually flu tends to be driven by schools. So actually we think there's a sort of a mix between the two. But yeah, it's not surprising once you see cases starting to go up in the community that they then go up in schools.
Boris Johnson has really staked so much on keeping schools in England open. But in Wales, as I say, they've decided just to switch to remote learning. Rates of infection there very high, 500 per 100,000 in some areas. Would it not be more sensible to do that in London, Kent and Essex?
Yeah, so Wales is a little bit different to England. Obviously, they had their fire break, 2 week sort of break, where they had schools partially closed earlier on, so over the half term. And actually, since they've released that, they've seen cases rising and coming to very high levels. Schools staying open or closed is a hugely contentious topic. We know that closing educational institutions is one of the most impactful measures you can take in terms of reducing the reproduction number and bringing cases down quickly. And we know that educational settings are places of work for thousands of staff, and it's important that the people who work in schools are protected. I think our focus more generally should be on making schools as safe as possible, because we know that school closures disrupt learning. They can lead to things like poor nutrition, stress and social isolation in children. And, you know, in short, they just serve to increase inequality if you close schools. So school closure can be hugely disruptive to working parents as well, meaning that people who really can't afford to take time off work have to take time off work. In this instance, in the 10 days leading up to Christmas, there's probably a stronger argument for closing schools, because it will allow families that can afford to self-isolate before going to see their loved ones, which, given the government's stance on allowing three households to mix over 5 days during Christmas, is probably only a good thing if people can self-isolate and make sure they aren't bringing COVID to their families.
Exactly. And this is a real issue with this whole mass testing thing. Couple of issues with this, actually. One of them being, who wants to find out they have got symptomless COVID in the 2 weeks before Christmas? So they're going to have to self-isolate, and it totally ruins any plans they may have had to have limited gatherings. And the other thing, which I have to say a lot of our listeners have pointed out this morning, is why suddenly the South East and London get access to mass testing when it was promised in parts of the North some time ago. And also these schools were evident again in other parts of the country some time ago, but they didn't get access to mass testing.
Yeah, so firstly, it's unsurprising to see that the uptake in mass testing is lowest amongst the poorest communities, the most deprived communities. That's what we've seen from Liverpool, because why would you voluntarily go and get a test which is going to tell you you've got symptomless COVID and then have to stay off work for 2 weeks when you can't afford to do that? So it's not surprising that uptake of mass testing has been low in particular communities. And then in terms of mass testing in schools, I think it is potentially a good way of identifying pupils who are positive for COVID and asking them to self-isolate so they don't spread the disease to their fellow pupils. We know that it is school-aged children, particularly secondary school-aged children, have amongst the highest rates of any cohort in the country, and that's highest in London in the southeast and rising at the moment. But you're absolutely right. It seems like a bit of an own goal when mass testing's been promised in other areas. it makes it look, makes the government look extremely London and South centric compared to the, when Manchester was really struggling, when Liverpool was really struggling, they weren't offered mass testing in their schools. So it, yeah, you can see how people are thinking it's a bit of an own goal.
Yeah, I know people have picked up on it. Our listeners have. They are alert to these things. Can you give one answer to this? Because we must move on. But are we going to see a third peak after Christmas? Do you want to say give an answer in one word if you can?
Possibly, okay. Quite likely, I would have thought, given the mixing at Christmas, yeah, quite
right.
Possibly.
We're not joking about it at all, because it's a serious thing. Thank you very much. Quite likely, a third peak after Christmas. And I should say, cases across the country going up over 20,000 were recorded or reported yesterday in the latest UK statistics. I'm very sad to say 516 deaths as well. It is 6:40.